Hello and welcome to Radio Freeman. Well, good God, it's been crazy madness trying to get a collection of people together to run out to Portland, Oregon. Be quite honest with you, another 40-hour drive is not something I have on tops of my list. But I do this, I do the shows, I do everything just to fulfill my potential, you know? Trying to bring my life dream to fruition, whatever that may be. Mostly it's freedom. Freedom is what I seek. And try to bring about for all of us, really, is I feel, honestly, like I've been put on this mission from God. And here I am. I've been led forth by seeming guardian angels, angelic forces helping me along the way. And I've been given a gift of this gab that seems to be leading me down a path that I have no idea where it's going. And I'd like to address that right now, just the ideas that have brought me to where I am now talking to you here. It did begin back, way back when, and this is the story of how I predicted 911. I had been watching the world for quite some time. Honestly, I was one of those people that was already concerned about the national ID card back in the early 90s. I was, think of how many beasts I've been through. Back then, we had the idea of the you had, what was it, like a tattoo or something as the mark of the beast. That's the first you hear. And then next, you've got Echelon, which comes along and is the beast and is the giant computer that's tapping everyone's phone lines, listening to me now even. And certainly, I mean, Bill O'Reilly reported about Echelon back in the day. And of course, watching those Y2K ceremonies and knowing that this was a high-profile ritual, and how curious it was to me, because at that point I was studying Zechariah Sitchin's 12th Planet and the Earth Chronicles, and next thing I know, here is what seemed to be another ancient Babylonian ritual, ancient Sumerian form of worship of Anu is really what I was seeing going on. And the capping of the Great Pyramid and all of these things I've talked about in my videos and shows. And all of this was going on. At the same time, HARP was coming online. And, I mean, it was in the front page news and all of this, everything. And so I was already well on the path of this is an illusion. This is a program. It's just a stage performance, prestidigitation, as it would be in magical terms. Stage magician, an act. So, as I watched the stage performance and I saw them bringing down Bill Clinton, I had spent 9 days out in front of Bill Clinton's White House protesting for the rainbow. But you know what? Let's address that real fast, because I don't protest. I like to gather together with collections of like minds. So honestly, I was living in front of Bill Clinton's White House because, well, it's the fun thing to do. I enjoyed everyone's company and the just the idea of the liberty of being there. Just like the critical bikers, they stop traffic just because they like to screw with the world. I mean, we all want to make our mark and feel like we at least have some place here on planet Earth that we can say is ours, even if it's in our own heads. So yes, have done. But so here's Bill Clinton. Sorry, coming before us, being brought down about the Monica Lewinsky scandal. Now, to me, this just screamed of a stage performance, because they don't do this to presidents. This was not to be done. Presidents have had mistresses before, and they didn't bring them in front of the entire planet and ask them where they inserted the cigar. Yeah, I mean, Clinton turned purple at that moment. I watched every minute of that, all of his bathroom breaks, and that poor guy. I mean, you've seen my Anna Nicole video, haven't you? You've seen the video by Enigma TV about the Bill Clinton under mind control. I mean, that's some crazy stuff. You look at these presidents and you watch how they just have their souls sucked out of them. So Clinton was being soul sucked in front of the entire nation, and I knew that this was a farce. And I said, well, why? Why would they do this? Because this is the way I look at things. I don't see it as anything but planned. And so, of course, immediately I concluded that the goal was to bring down our ideal of the man, the president. Because we're watching as we're being moved into globalization. So when seeing the teardown of the man, the president, then I just suppose that the next step would be to take down the election. Just made sense to me. And at that point, I heard them talking of W. And at that point, I was discovering the meaning of W66 and VW. And I see these incantations as just that. These numbers, these letters, these they are incantations, acts of magic. The numbers have vibration, language has vibration, and so the Brotherhood in charge wants to institute an evil vibration, and so they call upon the 66, the W, the excrement, the dark ones. And so this was a big shiny clue to me that they're calling this guy W. And so I figure, well, his whole goal is to make America look like Satan. Well, I think he's done a pretty good job of that. You know, they need to be able to look back in the future and say, well, look what happened when we gave freedom to these people. To constantly condition the new populace to the needs of a global dictatorship. And so, yeah, America's going to just unleash the war dogs. That's the intention of the Illuminati, of those running this stage show. And there's not much we can do about that, unless there's some extraterrestrials going to show up on the 14th, like that's being predicted, and shut down nuclear arms. Because really, we cannot stop the military-industrial complex. How? How would we? So it seemed apparent to me that the next step in the process would be to railroad a president into office, and I hear about this W, and I said, well, he's going to be the next American president. He's going to be forced into office, and he'll be the last American president. That's just my guess, but I'd been right so many times before. So, and he came, and just as I predicted, and then, you know, of course, I watched as they put it through the whole Jeb Bush Florida scandal. And I'm trying to tell people, I'm always on the fringe, no matter even if I'm on the fringe, because I'm telling people, no, look, Jeb Bush, that's a conspiracy within the conspiracy. The whole Jeb Bush issue was so that you knew he was forced into office, because the real conspiracy was to take down your idea of America. Destroy the man, destroy the system. They were ripping out everything that you had in your hearts. So, of course, the next thing I said was, well, now they'll announce all the ministers and priests are pedophiles because they need to attack that ground as well, the religion, the faith. And sure enough, that was the very next thing they did. So, in the simple watching of all of this going down, at the same time, I was paying some attention. Now, once again, this was in my early research days. I was more into ancient astronauts, extraterrestrials, and strange goings-on. Definitely biblical anomalies and things of this nature. Politics did not really interest me much. But of course, during Y2K and all of those early years into this, you couldn't help but pay attention. Everybody was screaming at you, national ID card, the chip's coming, and the crash of the computers. They're building deep underground military bases called Command Central, and they're capping the Great Pyramid with gold, and, you know, meltdown. That was, I guess, the first end-of-the-world scenario, I think. I think there might have been one before that when Jupiter was struck. And then, of course, then there was 5-5-2000. I know I go on tangents, folk. This show just has to be a stream of consciousness. And it's so many things that we've gone through. I mean, how many end of the world scenarios have we been through? At this moment, we've got Dr. Deagle's prediction for today, the end of the world starts, and with the my prediction of 1013, which I'm really getting to addressing here, and then of course the aliens showing up on 1014, and then a prediction for an earthquake on 1018. What a month. And I gotta get to Portland. I'm running out of time. I gotta go. It's crazy. So, as I'm watching Bill Clinton and all of the shenanigans going on, we've got Waco, the Oklahoma City bombing, just endless inward terrorism happening, and people just acting like it's nothing. I mean, those were definitely apathy dipsticks, just to see how people would react. Well, hey, everybody, major catastrophe coming your way. Did anyone prepare? A few. Yeah, it was really hard to get a power generator. People had some stuff stored, but the majority of the people were like, yeah, right. And then, of course, they were proven right. And so now when the next announcement comes out, now we realize that all of the announcements for the doom of Y2K came from the DOD and FEMA. These were straight from government sources. These weren't crazy, whack conspiracy theories talking on the internet. It was the DOD and FEMA saying, get ready. And no one did. And so then those that were proven right because nothing went down now are even more adamant about not preparing, which was really the goal. So that as we come to today, when the real shit's starting to hit the fan, nobody's even worried. Hell, I just paid $2.95 a gallon for gas, and I think that's good. What a crazy planet. So as we watch this national ID card and all of the other police state antics being fulfilled, one that was on most people's minds at that time was known as the Homeland Security Act. And this was going to create a Homeland Security Department with the old Mr. Tom Ridge. And I had made posters about it and put it up around my town, but of course nobody knew who the hell anyone, what I was talking about, you know. But when you signed on to AOL, January 1st, 2000, it had a poll that popped up, and it said, would you accept a national ID card? So that was the poll on the I in the pyramid, AOL, on January 1st, 2000. So it was an issue. I had gone out and gotten my passport because I wanted to get it, one, before the RFID chips, and two, before the national ID card, and three, before the chip itself. It's good till almost the end of the world. I figure I can get to where I need to be in time. But this Homeland Security Act was a scary thing, and as we watched throughout the years, I kept saying, well, they need a major terrorist attack because no one's going to vote for this thing. And it coming up to Bill every October, I think, 1st. To be honest, I wasn't, you know, a detailed researcher. I was just one watching the world, a witness, which I really still feel that I am. I'm a witness to all of this crazy madness, and then I just report what I see to you. So I don't mean to be an authority. I don't want to be an authority. But it seems that the information I have is important. And so here I am. God brought me before you, or the extraterrestrials. I'm not sure which. You know, I ended up on TV because of an ex-secret ruler of the world turning against the plan to kill 2/3 of the population in his place in a deep underground military base, and instead went and met the Palladians that are talking to Billy Meyer. And somehow, in the midst of all that, I ended up on television. Strange, you know, I'm a witness just to the crazy madness, and I bring it to you. So I was told that there was a National Security Act coming up October 1st every year throughout the Clinton era, and I said, well, they need a major terrorist attack to get that one to go through, a false flag event. I didn't even have that word in my vocabulary, and just figured it would take them about 2 weeks to have a public reaction, so somewhere in the middle of September they should have a major attack. And each year throughout the Clinton era, I waited for that attack without saying anything really about it. And then when I was clued in to the W, oh wait, I skipped ahead, because before W I had gone ahead and said, well, what date would this Illuminati ritual bastards use? And I clued into 9/11/1990, which was the day HW, which means Emperor of the Excrement, announced the New World Order for the first time publicly. So, 9-1-1. Hey, why not? So there it was, 9-11. Some year in the future, they're going to do something. Land Security Act to pass. It was the W clue that set me off. I said, all right, that's it. Now they've brought down the man. They've killed all of our reasons for being. They've trampled upon everybody's faith. They killed their hearts. So now it's time to act. So when the W was railroaded into office as predicted, I said, this will be the year. And so then, of course, not knowing Alex Jones, not knowing any of these type of resources, I just told a bunch of people at a party, you know, hey, there's going to be a major terrorist attack on 9/11. And this, of course, was just a week before. Don't panic. It's really just an act to cause you to react. I didn't know the word Hegelian dialectic at that time. I didn't know any of many of these things. But I knew there was going to be a major terrorist attack on 9/11, 2001. And then everyone was at my door. And of course, all right, here am I. I'm sleeping in a puddle of animals. I've probably got 3 dogs, 2 cats, and a cockatiel sitting on me while I sleep at this house on 9/11, 2001. And I wake to the door, and I shuffle all the animals off, and I go, and I find this line of people standing at my door, demanding how I knew. How did I know? Now, many of them have talked to me now since about their reactions to the attacks then, because one told me she was at work, and her friend came in crying and saying, oh my God, can you believe what happened? And she told her, well, no, Freeman was just saying that. You know, because I do. I talk about this stuff all the time. If you're interested in it, I won't force it on you. But she was telling her friend, no, it's just Freeman, you know. He was just saying that. And her friend's she's like, no, there was an attack. So they had a different response to it all because they knew beforehand. They knew that this was an act. And so then, it had all of you known, then the reactions would have been different, and maybe they wouldn't have gotten to gone forth with their plan. Maybe. They seem to just do it anyway, you know? So, the curious thing for me was that at least 3 of these people in line had their bills already folded as Twin Towers. You've seen this now, and if you haven't, go to my Blogspot and check out Program to Chaos. The Twin Towers are shown on all the bills. It starts with the 5 showing the Twin Towers, the 10 with the first strike, 20 with the second strike. Flip it over, you got the Pentagon getting hit, the 50 with the towers gone, and the 100 with just a wisp of smoke. And these bills were created in 1996. And of course, when you're looking at this from a magician's standpoint, all of this makes much more sense. So, I thought it very curious that they already knew about this on 9/11/2001. This is not the way it works, because here I've been talking about chemtrails for a decade, and there's people still going, really? And looking up and going, oh my God, I never noticed, you know? It's been a decade, folks. It's been, 12 years, I think. And they're there, and they've been there, but now they're even common. So to have people standing in line on that day with their bills already folded was something that only I would probably be clued into since I was already on the tip. And so to me, that was the Illuminati broadcasting their spell out to the public and allowing them to know that they knew about this all along. That seems to me to be a key factor in the magical aspects of all of this, is forcing us to agree. That seems to be the soul power, that they must have our free will agreement to go forth with these events. And no matter what types of tricks and deceitfulness they have to use, they do to get us to agree. That's the only thing I can... Really, I just see that in most aspects of everything. The media, that it's a it's a contract with Satan, really. I hate to use that word, but really, you give your free will agreement by watching it, by thinking about it, by not thinking about it. I don't know. So, that was the fateful day of 9/11, and I wish that I had told more people, just so that were more people that were there to say, okay, we already knew about this. But now that I've seen the reactions to 9/11, and we all damn well know it was an inside job, but that's not even a right nomenclature, because it wasn't an inside job, it's a globalist job. Then what difference has that made, really? Except for having a bunch of people running around screaming angry at everyone else. And of course the common man's got to shut this out. It's got to shut it down, because hell, the rug's being pulled out from under our feet left and right, and it's hard to keep up on this treadmill, so there's no time to be concerned about whether or not that was an inside job. And of course the common reaction is, what could I do anyway? So as I looked a little deeper into it, I found connections for 9/11 and the Pentagon and the Twin Towers, which had shown me that their cornerstones were dated as such. Now I can no longer find that information. I now find that the Pentagon was started the groundbreaking on 9/11, 1941, I believe it was, and that the Twin Towers, I can't find their cornerstone at all now, because of the Freedom Tower cornerstone laying ceremony has now eclipsed the internet and the Google searches, and so I can no longer even find that information. And I suppose, you know, being out here speaking with all of you in the public, I should have all my I's dotted, my T's crossed, but that has never really been why I'm here. I did not intend to do this. I did not seek to be an authority. I did not seek to come and tell people what's going to happen, or think that I know any better than anyone else. I just know what I know, and I enjoy teaching others about what I know. And that brought me to you here now. My biggest message to the world is that all of you are good. That there is a beauty in humanity that is just unequaled. And anything but puppies. Puppies sure do have a lot of love. There is a love within humanity that these guys work so hard to destroy. And I know that love goes beyond national boundaries, goes beyond religious boundaries, goes beyond any boundaries. And that is you and me. And what has happened is we've been isolated, separated, and kept apart by these acts, these rituals, warfare, and all of the evil that these governments do. And it's not just governments, it's the whole system. And this system was set up long ago for just such a deal. That's where I had a lot of difficulty with Alex Jones. I'm on there trying to tell him, no, these same Illuminati masters are the same Illuminati masters that spawned America. You know, if you can't let go of these belief systems, then you're never going to get anywhere. Because we won't shift. You know, the real thing is to change our reason of being, our raison d'être. We would find everything that we're looking for if we were to just shift our consciousness to do so. But we're conditioned to believe that we need to fence our food, pay for houses that were built before we were born. Everybody needs money, but that's a lie. It's all a lie. People need food and shelter. And as far as progress goes, well, you know, you guys might be all right with CERN and these guys trying to bust holes through the dimension and I'm going to get much deeper into that in coming shows. Not just CERN, but the ideas of the light waves and the ability to transmit information through light and the ability to create matter from light and how all of this falls together with systems like HARP and CERN and even nuclear war. But this is where we're at. I mean, this month is predicted as just a never-ending doom. And, of course, I've, you know, just recently been to the Mayans, and they're saying, yeah, doom starts next year. And I've already been through so many doomsday scenarios, it's crazy. And we all feel it. We're all on edge, and everybody's just waiting for the shoe to drop. Some of us are waiting for it to drop in glee. We're like, yeah, bring it on. You know, and Christians, they're kind of waiting for the shoe to drop so that they can believe their Messiah is returning. Everybody has a reason for this whole thing to fall apart, you know, except for those at the top, I guess, but it doesn't need to go badly. And this is what the Mayans were trying to say to me. They were like, find reverence, find your inner peace, find your guardian spirit. And you can shift this event to a less catastrophic one. But it's still going to be a change. Stars are changing. You know, we're moving into a new aeon, the new age. And things are going to shift. Things are going to change. It's how tightly you grip to the old that will determine how easy the transition will be. A lot of us have been preparing for this moment. A lot of us are ready for chaos to ensue, so that we can then take this malleable substance that became, that was a solid civilization, and form it into something better. But it's up to everyone. And you have to reestablish your faith in humanity and fight these belief systems. Those, to me, seem to be the hardest to get through. The belief systems have us so encased to the point where I can't tell Alex Jones about the religion of his leaders. Oh, strangeness, strangeness. The Christians, you know, I had never had to deal with Christians nor patriots until I became a TV show host. I didn't have to deal with that paradigm at all. The people I was around, well, that's not who they were. Most of them were witches and warlocks. Nah, they Wiccans and nature lovers. But now I'm dealing with these new mind frames. Now, of course, I've looked into both, but not from a point where I had to convince a patriot or a Christian that they might be wrong. That maybe this was all set up from the beginning. At least question it. But I don't feel that's really my job. It's not my job to try and convince people to change their belief systems, and there's good in each belief system, or else it wouldn't work. And the truth is, if people just found out that they knew good from bad, right from wrong, that it's all internal, that nobody told you what the bad parts of the Bible were, you knew already, you know? Nobody tells you it's bad to rip a puppy apart, but you don't do it. Well, you know, unless you're brainwashed. And I guess we got that issue to deal with. Certainly, we've got a lot of trauma-based mind control victims going on around us, and each one of us is one, and on some level or another, we've all been traumatized. We've all been through the system and conditioned. So, but now we've sent all these men off, taught them to be killers, trained them, beat them into it, conditioned their brains, and then we expect them to be able to come back and just fit in. Not gonna happen. So we really do have a wave of turbulence to get through. But it's absolutely possible, and it's extremely important to recognize that there is synchronicity, and there is a higher power, and there is more going on here than simple human endeavors. I can't buy into the whole revelation, Jesus, Satan paradigm, because that's just, well, it's too simple, really. It doesn't make any sense to me, and I'd prefer to just follow the empirical data and not sit back and wait for some savior to come along. I think that's dangerous. I think my information might become more important if the October 14th prediction does occur and a giant craft from Ashtar Command lands or hangs out in the atmosphere for 3 hours. Because these guys are reportedly from Sirius, and of course they're Ashtar Command, which brings us back to Ishtar and Assyrians and the Freemasons and the OTO and all the others connected with Sirius. So maybe exopolitics will be the next step, and maybe that's when I'll start to become feeling like I've starting to fulfill my mission. But I think, you know, all of your letters to me, everything that everybody says to me, saying how I've helped change their life, liberty, and the true meaning of life, I mean, that means a lot to me. That it blows my mind when I read those letters. And I do read them all. Sorry to those of you that I don't respond. A lot of times I just get lost. You know, that internet thing just, woo, it gets overwhelming. I've had to learn so much just to tell you all what I'm telling you all. I'm about to learn a whole nother radio broadcasting system just to be on Oracle for another 2 hours. And I don't know what I'm doing, folks. I really don't. I'm out here just trying to be that kind heart, speaking to the hearts of humanity, saying, look, this is all just a great sideshow. I know there's lots of tragedy and people want vengeance and justice, but we'll never find peace in that direction. What you want is hope and love and safety. And we can have all of that with a simple shift in the mental paradigm. Well, as things are going, I'm currently waiting to find out if we actually do have a ride to Isozone in Portland. That's the big goal for the day, and which kind of held up my show today and why I don't really have much prepped material. It's been crazy madness just trying to get a group of people together and make a 40-hour trip. Yeah. But it looks like we are on our way, so we will be out there in Portland for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday event, the ESO Zone. Go to esozone.com if you want to know more. It's going to be awesome. I really want to go to discuss things with Dennis McKenna about the McKenna's ideas of 2012 Time Wave Zero and the exponential growth of novelty. Yes, I'm very, very curious about what he has to say. I found that I was somewhat connected with these these groups here, with like Robert Anton Wilson and Dennis McKenna and Timothy Leary, due to our connections with receiving transmissions from Sirius. Now, as most of you know, if you've looked into my stuff and seen corporate logos or Columbia, you know that I drew a picture at 10 years old of what seems to be Sirian symbolism and Alpha Draconis symbolism, and even one of the craft reported by David Sereda to be a Sirian craft. I had it all drawn in the picture at 10 years old, and of course then around 32 I learn about PsyTech. I learn we're all psychic, and that this is what is known as technical remote viewing. So then, you know, and then I find that the symbols are written about in a book called The Sirius Mystery, and that this man, Robert K. Temple, is very respected for his work. Even Isaac Asimov said that the most amazing thing is there's not an error in it. So each time I would come across these things, they would continue to be bona fide by outside sources, and that's how the Freeman Perspective was really born, because I wanted to talk to more people who were thinking the same things I was, or at least along the same lines, and we're coming to similar answers. And that's where my show comes from. It all started with that little picture I drew at 10 years old. So for me, this is a living dream. It's an experience that I'm having. I get to talk with all of you. I get to talk with all of them. I get to go to these amazing places, and I don't get paid for any of it, you know? This isn't a job for me. It is work, you know? I always like to classify that I do work, but it's not a job. I don't get paid. I don't get an hourly wage. I come out here and I speak this hour because I feel it's my God duty to do so. I believe that I'm on a mission, and I don't know what it is I'm doing for all of you, but it seems to be helping, and that's all I care about. And I want, just as all of us want, is to make a difference on planet Earth and start leading us towards a happier tomorrow, to actually have hope. Can we have hope? Yes, yes. It's there. It's just waiting to be grasped. It's really there. I always say, just, you know, reread the Celestine prophecies, pick it back up again, think about those concepts in there and try and follow them. But it's really going to take a letting go. It's going to take all of us forgetting these belief systems, or what I like to call is BS, and start to just shift into a new paradigm, which is that one of humanity. And we need to set aside all of these ideas of competition and productivity, and, you know, just kills me to think that everyone believes they have to come up with the next slinky to exist. And it kills me that we're all suffering, not being able to find a moment of peace because the carpet's constantly being yanked out from underneath us. And all of these things could simply go away if we all just started growing food together, hanging out, and living. And art and quality would be returned to our lives. Another great book, Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, as we seek quality. You see how quality has been stolen by capitalism, how it's been stolen by economy. We have to build crappy stuff so that people have to buy more of it, right? But our very system of existence, I don't know how most people do it. I sometimes get out there and get caught in rush hour traffic, and I think, oh my God, these people do this every day. Every day. Coming and going in the same crazy mess. Oh my God, I'm glad I don't participate. But at the same note, I'm out here frantic at this moment trying to figure out how to keep a roof over my head because I gotta pay for a building that's older than me. We're all in that same boat. But as it crumbles around us, it's our reactions that matter, and you gotta keep in mind that the vast majority of humans on planet Earth are good, loving, nurturing, caring creatures. And so you must hold on to that hope and belief and faith. And then when the things start to go foul, which I'm certain they will, I mean, everything's been going according to plan, we can come together. And it is that bound force that they cannot stop. Because it's our consciousness that creates reality. And this was a faith that when I lived with the Bride of Christ, that was really calming. Some of you that don't know about Rose and her carrying around the Holy Grail in my short stay there, well, that's pretty much what it was. You can go back to Freeman Archives and check out the radio show on it. But the philosophy there was every plant that you planted, every artwork that you created, spread out throughout the world in multitude. So you felt good enough doing what you had to do right before you, right then. There was no fear for the future. There was no carpet being dragged out from underneath you. You could sit there and tend your tree all day, and it was worthy. You felt you had purpose. And this is the truth. This is the essence of magic. This is the essence of the forces working against us. This is the one thing that they have fought the most to remove. Creative play. It's within our minds are the possibilities of the entire universe. And if we had the moment, the time, the peace, and the hope, we could create a brand new world simply by conceiving of it. So it's their job to be the controllers of that dream. Disney says we're going to capture your imagination. Yeah, exactly. AT&T says your imagination at work. Yeah. Or wait, theirs is your world delivered, right? Yeah. Your imagination at work. That's the key factor here. And as long as they keep us in a constant state of trauma, no longer sit back and dream. Our dreams are all scattered. I mean, this trip to Portland has been hell on my soul, just because of all the little tiny factors and all of the crazy madness just to get out the door, because of all this other trauma that I'm already suffering with our fears for the future. I actually kind of hope for the whole crash and burn. I'm ready for all of us to be on the same page. And I've found that nothing brings people together better than a catastrophe, as unfortunate as that is. What's happening, though, is many of us are out here now ahead of the catastrophe going, hey, we could get it along now. You know, we could do it right now. Quit your job. Stop this patriotism. Forget Obama and McCain. I mean, are you kidding? And let's just start living. You know, forget the Federal Reserve, forget about money, just let it all go and just start living. There's a fear factor in that as well. We've come to believe that these Illuminati masters give us what we need, and they sure do have a good way of promoting themselves. So people are afraid to just turn away and start a new life. I've invested so much in all of this. I mean, all right, but it's going over the cliff, and you're taking all of us with you. So the hope remains. The hope is there. We have it in our hearts, just waiting to be released. And unfortunately, it's most likely going to take a catalyst to bring people together. So when this next event does occur, be it today, the 13th, the 14th, the 18th, or any time in the coming future, the critical factor is your reaction. Critical factor is your ability to love. You think guns are going to help? You're crazy. You think anything but loving thy neighbor is going to help? And you, well, it's going to be harder. I expect, as the Mayans expect, that there will be also natural disasters. Of course, these have been quite obvious, and they, as we get used to them, you know, these hurricane seasons that are out of whack, then we start to consider it common, like chemtrails, you know. It's like, well, it's been there 10 years now. Must supposed to be there. Things are going to get whacked out. We are entering a frequency of density that's going to a dense frequency. But at the same time, as we enter this interstellar space cloud, or energy cloud, at the same time, the depletion of the magnetosphere and the depletion of the electromagnetic spectrum, you know, Y2K, if everything did shut down, we become more psychic. And I think that this will help a lot, too, because, if we were all psychic, they couldn't get away with what they get away with. And I think that's another major concern, because you got to look into what they're looking at. And believe me, psychic nature is at the top of their list. You can start with the studies of Hitler and just work your way on up to the CIA. These are the things they're interested in. That's why SciTech exists. And the animals, they're there for us as well. The forces of nature, and our angelic forces are always there. It's easy to forget, though, because our minds are so cluttered. It's generally only in the time of peace when I'm just out in the ether of rolling around in America that I can really, really commune with the God, with the, my spiritual hierarchy. And that I get messages of love all the time from what seems to be angelic forces. And hands come down to lift me up, carry me to where I need to be. My life has been miraculous, and so that's where I feel is my strongest message to humanity, is that there is a miraculous out there. And when the things start to go down, all of these other things, money and economics, politics, that's all illusion. That's not the real spirit. And if that goes awry, don't worry, no miracles are coming to save that. But you are a miracle, and the life force that you have and the purpose for your being here, that is a miracle, and that will be carried forth. So as the world crumbles around us, not fear, because we have angelic forces at our aid. And if you follow your heart, you follow your intuition, and you love those that you come across, then everything will go fine. And even as the things, even natural, man-made, whichever, as the catastrophes occur, we will still find peace, hope, and love, and we will be able to transcend this moment, because once they unleash the beast, they don't have any control of it, and the outcome is up to us and our reactions. And so that's the final factor, is us. Can we pull our hearts together enough, and I know you can, to make it and transform this crazy madness we call civilization into a loving, living system of life? I have faith. Just don't think it's gonna be a smooth ride. Just enjoy the wave. That's all. And quit trying to save what's going down. This is a boat sinking. And so all this rigmarole of running around and yelling and trying to save the system, save America, forget about all that. Let's start a new dream. It's coming our way, and we are the masters of it. And we can bring it about. There are more good than bad. There are way more good than bad. And the only system they have to control the good is fear. So once you find your own divine self and you recognize that you do have guardian forces, guardian angels, then you can let go of the fear. And once you realize that you are eternal and that this life is here so that you can fulfill a purpose, you can get on your mission and have no fear, because it's gonna happen. And there's no reason to have fear during these times. There's more to life than just these material bodies. And wouldn't it feel great if we could actually transform the world and have a beautiful place waiting for our ancestors, our progeny? Well, I may be able to get a show done live from ESOZone, if I get to ESOZone, Saturday on the Oracle Broadcasting Network from 8 to 10, Saturday at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, Oracle Broadcasting Network. I don't know yet, because I still have to learn the technology, and I will be using my laptop, so I don't know whether I'll be able to send it or not. I don't know what's going to go down, but I will be ready to try. That's all we can do, is try. Do what's before you and do it as best you can. That's it. But I hate that you're all sitting out there wasting your times at these useless jobs while the boat is sinking, and we could be all out here communing, playing together, and having a good time. My greatest wish for all of you is that you free yourselves from this wage slavery and just find that there is a number of kind, decent, loving humans waiting here to fill the role, to start the new path. We're all ready to go. Everyone's ready to go. So next will be ESOZone, and I'll have much, much more to talk about when I return from there. And have some cool interviews for you from Rex Church, Paul Affley, and Dennis McKenna, and whoever else happens to be most intriguing. You never know. I'm hoping I get Rex Church to take me to his house. I want to see the Ragnarok device. Really, I just want to see what type of house Rex Church lives in. That'll make some good footage. And who knows, maybe another big flying V-shaped craft will fly over the car. But I figure if I did get the second one on film, you would especially not believe me, because who the hell has that happen to him twice, right? But you never know. You never know when you're out there in the midst of Utah. Because there's much more going on planet Earth than this simple politics. And I'm going to bring it to you. And, you know, believe it or not, here it is. All right, guys. Well, I guess I've run out of things to say. And I still have time to babble. Examples of kindness in this crazy modern world. If you consider like the how many people want to just give everything away on the internet, how many people just love to show their stuff, and how they, well, you know, give up movies. You know, people just want to here, yeah, you can have this, copy it, whatever. You know, that's the common trait of humanity, is this generosity. And it's just abnormal for us to have to get into the capitalistic scheme. And it takes programming and training in order to become that type of entrepreneur. And the general humanity just wants to give things away. It doesn't, I mean, if somebody's like, hey, here, I've got that program, here, you can use it. They're not thinking, oh my God, I'm a criminal. You know, they're just good-natured, wanting to give things away, to share, because sharing is just part of being human. Humanity is the one creature that just really enjoys giving pleasure to other creatures. You know, we love to pet animals and take care of other things. And, well, of course, all of humanity or nature has a loving nature in it. So just keep creating, keep it fun, keep it light. I know everybody wants to fight for the end of the world, but that's not the answer. And fighting for justice is not the answer. We have to live. We have to find our creative hearts, creative play, and transcend this mindset. That's a, you know, it could go away in a blink of an eye. It definitely could. And as it does start to crumble, as it is, because they're forming a new union, right? I mean, certainly we're looking at everything that they're doing as well, the politics and the creation of the North American Union and the beginning of the Amero and all of those things coming our way. World War III. Can't panic. Gotta take it as it comes. Gotta do what's before you and do it well. Because you can't save the whole world, but you can do what you need to do and fulfill your purpose in life. And your purpose will be led to you. Your destiny is right there before you. Just follow your heart, follow your intuition, and you will be guided. You will find where you need to be. So let's not fear this coming crumble, because really it's a good thing. And if you don't fear during the destruction era, then we can bring about a positive future era. We can do it. It's all right. We just have to hold it together, and we need one another. That's a critical factor. Safety in numbers, right? But not a mob, not a throng, not a crazy, out-of-control vigilante group that's what they want to create out of you. You watch the programming, watch what they're looking to get out of you, and what they want is the vengeful hero. They want you to destroy one another and everything around you. That's what they hope that you'll do, so that they can always say, look what happens without control. And all you got to do is not do that. Simple enough. Just, we'll come together, folks. We will. I know it looks scary right now, but once you're in it, it all becomes a different game. We've all been in such scenarios where we've feared and feared and feared, and then once we were in the midst of it all, it was no big deal. And this can be a moment like that. And hell, we all need a little more adventure in our lives. I want something to rattle everybody's cage, that's for sure. My hope is that you and everyone listening and everyone that you talk to will be able to move away from the current paradigm and just let it slough off like a snake skin, and we'll become a new world. You can't sit back and say, well, nobody else is going to do it, so I won't do it. You know, the old American motto, if I gotta suffer, you gotta suffer. We can make it through this. So keep sending me your letters. Keep sending all your love. I love to read it all. Sorry I don't respond to everything. I will start responding perhaps over the radio show to emails, because the questions are very important, and it just takes me too long to write an answer because they don't have simple answers. You got to restructure your entire BS in order to come to the conclusions that are necessary. And so we're going to keep digging here on Radio Freeman. This is on Revere Radio Network, 6 p.m. Tuesdays. And then the Freeman Perspective, Thursday nights, Channel 10 at 10. Hopefully I'll get those on the internet. Hopefully these shows will end up on the archives. I don't run any of that. I've lost control of my internet world, but I do still run the blog spot. So if you're looking for updates, go to the freemanperspective.blogspot.com, and in the future I will have charge of freemantv.com, and my good friend runs the archives, so we'll see if we can get these radio shows up there. I hope to bring you more information of critical importance in the future. This was kind of a rambling show because, my mind has just been totally cluttered with all of the chaos going on. Maybe it's just a sign of the times. I certainly feel like I gather collective emotions, that I can feel the weight that everyone is feeling, the sorrow, the frustration, and everything else. I feel it all on me too. I feel like it's us, it's our collective consciousness screaming out, and the inner child wanting to be able to play. And we can do it. We really can. All you gotta do is take the first step and move your mind into a new paradigm. So hopefully you'll tune in next week. I hope to get the shows up on the internet. Had major Mercury retrograde malfunctions at the studio. The show is on tape, but the tapes wouldn't play, and so it's not the show I was hoping for. I'm hoping to remake it and then get it out to you. So good luck, you all. I love you all. We're going to be fine. Don't you worry about it. And the crumbling will be a very good thing. So just hold tight and do the right thing at the right time. I will talk to you all very shortly. Good night.